Wake up, wake up, wake up. Mr. Senior Love Daddy, your voice of choice. The world's only 12-hour strong man on the air. Here on We Love Radio 108 FM. The last on your dial, but first in your heart. And that's the truth. Here I am. Am I here?
All right.
Sorry to cut that one short. That's a great song, and it leads into another because the whole entire album is one giant song. But very good way to start the day. And as Samuel L. Jackson said on that song, the forecast for today, it is hot.
It is hot.
It is.
It is springtime.
It's beautiful out right now. I was just doing a little bit of work outside. I know that you were too. Just relaxing, right?
Yeah, just chilling on Prez Lawn, you know, taking it in.
It was gorgeous out, so.
Yeah, beautiful day outside today.
If you get the chance, go outside, enjoy that weather. But unfortunately, we're inside. We're in
Studio A.
We're in Studio
Curtis
A.
Hall, WMFO studio.
Or as we call it,
the ER, yes, the ER. For local anesthesia. And it is very dark and ominous in here right now. The lights are off. We got a little bit of light coming in from the window.
But that's about it.
Yeah, that's about it.
I'm Colin.
I'm Sean.
And we are Local Anesthesia.
Local Anesthesia.
That last song that you heard was We Love Radio by Stenz, a plunderphonic artist with only one album right now called Eyes Didn't Let Me Open.
They need about seven more just like that.
It's so good.
Very good. If you're a fan of The Avalanches and other similar plunderphonics artists, I definitely recommend that one.
Yeah.
Colin put me onto that.
So, randomly discovered on my Discover Weekly. So, very good. And if my voice sounds similar, I was on at 8 a.m. today. I'm a lot more awake, though. So
Colin always picks up the open slots.
Yeah,
he's racking them up.
I'm jumping on it. I gotta get that good time slot next year. So it's a delightful little thing to be here in Studio A.
Absolutely.
I'd like to start off, Sean, what have you been listening to as of late? Anything fun or exciting?
Recently, I've been listening to the new Eve's Tumor album quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Very much enjoy that.
Very good.
That and the Danny Brown JPEG Mafia album are probably tied for my favorite albums.
It's so
this
good.
Year. I've also been like on kind of like a grunge kick recently. I don't know, something about springtime. You'll hear it later in the set list, everybody, but I have Smashing Pumpkins on the...
Yeah, I got into them as well recently, so...
And Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness is a great record. Mm-hmm. Very versatile, a lot of different sounds being played with. Mm-hmm. Really like what they were doing back in the day.
Billy Corgan's got it down.
Yeah.
That bald man.
Beautiful bald man.
He knows what's up. I've been listening to a lot of Daft Punk, and I don't know if it's just... The wonderful warm weather getting into my soul, making me want to boogie a little bit. But it's around the world. There's something about it. So
I don't want to get too off topic, but I heard that one of the members, forget their names. One of the members is
they're both French. It doesn't matter.
They're both French. We can't pronounce that. but they're releasing some. Ambient solo projects.
I saw that too.
Yeah, so you know, exciting things. Daft Punk really may not be a collective anymore, but hopefully they still put out either together or separately some good tunes.
I hope so. So, yeah, and we got a special guest joining us later on.
Yes, I think he just texted me, so we'll bring him into the studio.
we'll make him wait.
Next few songs. Yeah.
We'll make him wait.
But yeah, our friend Shane is going to join us today as our special guest.
Yes, and I'm very excited about that. He accompanied us to our excursion to the Royale in Boston to see JPEG Mafia, who we've talked about so much on the air.
I feel like we mention that show every show.
But I mean, we have to, because it was life changing for me at least.
Yeah, absolutely.
Next song.
What is the next song? I don't even know.
It is a song by Mr. Navy Blue.
The one that you
put me on to. Yes. And if you haven't heard this one, you're about to.
New album out. Everyone check it out. Navy Blue.
Check it out, everyone. This is Embers by Navy Blue.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone, to Local Anesthesia. The past two songs that you've been listening to were Didn't Want to Have to Do It. Oh, sorry. Whoops. screw the pooch on that one. Belinda Says by Always.
It's Always.
Always by Belinda Says. And then the other one was Eyes of the World by The Grateful Dead. That's for all you deadheads out there and you Jerry Garcia heads. So we got him in the studio, ladies and gentlemen. We got Mr. Shane over here.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Introduce yourself. How are you?
I'm Shane. I'm doing amazing.
Great to hear.
Yeah. No complaints. Beautiful sunny day.
It's like I agree.
75 out.
It's gorgeous out.
Yeah.
Beautiful day.
So we start every show off with a guest by asking our guests what you've been listening to recently. Fill us in. Give us a little insight into what you've been listening to.
Recently, I've been a lot of Beatles.
Solid.
Robbie Sifra. Check him out if you haven't. Great. The sample on Wonder by Kanye, that's him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then also Jordan Ward. Check him out.
Jordan Ward.
So good. What, the album of the year.
What genre is he?
Like R&B.
Sick. Yeah. Very cool.
Very good. Yeah. Very good.
I haven't listened to a lot of them.
And I got a little PSA for everyone.
Give it to
there.
Us.
So if you didn't know, babies were born to be breastfed. I agree, personally. So
yes,
so the best possible source of nutrition for newborn humans, specifically humans. Recent studies show you can lower your child's risk for respiratory illness and even hospitalizations for illnesses like pneumonia by breastfeeding exclusively for 6 months. I'd say do it a little bit longer even. Why not? among the other benefits, breastfeeding nurtures the parent-baby bond, not mother, because, you know, fathers also. Mm-hmm. Is environmentally friendly, cost-effective, and can help prevent postpartum depression. For more information, talk to your healthcare provider.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Are you sure that you're not an English major? Because that was spot on. You read that.
Listen,
perfect.
I've been practicing English for a while now. I think I'm really up there with the grades.
Oh,
so
beautiful.
That's all I gotta say.
So we mentioned before that we have one common tie between all of us, and that is that we saw the JPEG Mafia concert together.
Yes.
At the Royale last year.
Great time. Mm-hmm.
So, just wanted to ask, what was your opinion on that show? Give us a little, you know.
Very sweaty, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the energy, I don't know. That's like top five shows I've been, like, honestly, probably top three. That was awesome.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Great tour for it also.
I agree. Yeah.
There been any other shows you've been to, like, ever since then?
I went to a Smino and JID concert.
Oh, yeah, I wanted
cool.
to go to that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jordan, Love is Forever Tour?
Yeah, yeah, and Jordan Ward opened for that. That's how I found him.
Oh, no way. Yeah, okay, yeah, so sweet.
Sick.
Like that a lot. I don't think I've been to anything else. So.
Yeah, no, I've been kind of slacking on the concerts.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, the JPEG Mafia concert, sweaty is a great way to put it. I remember having to make, like, it was like a half mile trek to the nearest 7-Eleven after.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I got, like, the sparkling waters and stuff for us. Oh my god, it was an experience. But afterwards, yeah, but afterwards I was like, what did I get myself into? So yeah, very solid experience, I'd say.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do we say next song, gents? Next
I think
song?
It's about time. Yeah,
all right, well, this is Colin.
This is Sean.
This is Shane.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. And up next, we got The Lovin' Spoonful with Didn't Want to Have to Do It. Hope that you enjoy this one, ladies and gentlemen.
Didn't want to have to do it. Didn't want to have to break your heart. Didn't want to have to do it. I kept a-hoping from the very start, but you kept on a-trying, and I knew that you'd end up a-crying, and I knew I didn't want to have to do it at all. Didn't want to have to do it. Didn't want to have to be the one to say it. Didn't want to have to do it. I kept a-hoping there'd be something to delay it again.
Again.
Yeah, but then, no, I didn't want to have to be the one to say the end. Yeah. Was the time that I thought a love could fly and never, never fall. Why should I suppose we were never really meant to be close to each other at all? No, I didn't want to have to do it. Didn't want to have to be the one to say it. Didn't want to have to do it. I kept a hoping there'd be something to delay it again.
Again.
Yeah, but then, no, I didn't want to have to be the one to say the end. No, no, not the end. No, no, no.
In the back seat of my car, with my arms around my guitar, and the rain falls from the roof of the world. Nothing around, just the trees and the ground. There's a bird in a tree singing his song, just for me, just for me. Thank you. desperate down. But I'll find out, maybe if I shout. Give me your hand, I'll give you my mind. It's a fair exchange if you're deaf, dumb, and blind. But we've sold out. Well, that's what it's all about.
Take your arms.
I said that.
All right. Hello. Those past two songs were Simulation Swarm by Big Thief and Canic Chase by Lobby Seifer. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah. Lobby Seifer.
All right. Well, two great songs back to back. We got another good one coming up for you. But first, I want to rack your brain about Spring Fling, gentlemen. How are we feeling?
Scared.
Scared.
Very scared.
I think I'm not going to say it's a downgrade, Amine, to the others, but...
But it's a downgrade.
It's a downgrade. I think...
Respectfully.
Flo Rida, he got some classics.
Okay, yes.
He's the only one I won't disrespect in that list. I don't know who Cheat Codes is. We're not even going to talk about Charlie Curtis.
Let me fill you in on Cheat Codes. Cheat Codes made the same the song No Promises with Demi Lovato. It's an okay song. I'm not offended by it.
Okay is a little too much praise, in my opinion.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. But their last album was entirely house remixes of country songs.
Are you kidding me?
Featuring the likes of Morgan Wallen and the like. So there's something even less to look forward to with that. In fact, I'm terrified of what might occur at Spring Fling once they get on stage.
Yeah, we're going feral.
Yeah, really.
Charlie Curtis Beard comes out, I'm screaming. I'm getting his attention.
I'm throwing Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, it'll literally bring bags on bags of Rotten Tomatoes. And
Oh, my God.
In the most respectful way possible. Also, please be respectful of the artists when you do pull up to Spring Fling.
Yeah.
We are kidding.
This is all theoretical.
Yeah. None of this will actually happen. I'm giving the hardest nudge of my life.
Doing this for legal nullification.
Yeah. We also have the Tufts Band opening Fees.
Fees, shout out Fees, my boy Fees Andrews and Fees.
So. Yeah, Fees won the battle of the bands, okay. So now they're opening, I believe. I think that's what happens.
Honestly,
now.
I'm most excited for that now.
Low-key, I thought the same. Like, I really thought the same.
I am ride or die land urchin now.
Land urchin's been syndicated.
Oh, boy. After that TikTok, if there's any Land Urchin members and or fans or roadies or what have you, not dissing them, but at the same time, I mean, that TikTok was pretty god awful of them in the house show. So, all right, fellas, next song,
Smashing Pumpkins.
We got the Smashing Pumpkins. We've got that bald, beautiful man, Billy Corgan, like Sean was saying earlier. We got Through the Eyes of Ruby. Off of Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. Hope you enjoy this one, folks. It's a long one, but enjoy.
Thank you.
All right. That last one was Until I Know by Pan Chico, and the one before that was Through the Eyes of Ruby by the Smashing Pumpkins. A very long song. It felt like two, but...
I didn't realize it was over 7 minutes long, so I apologize.
It's okay. Sometimes you need those. Sometimes you need those long songs.
You gotta pad out the runtime, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess so. We're nearing the end. We only got two more songs, but we got an important topic of discussion right now, and we were just talking about Halloween and what we dressed up as over the break. Shane had to bring up that he dresses Luigi.
Yes.
and that led us to this new Mario movie that's popping off.
Which I don't have you anyone else seen it?
I no, haven't seen I haven't it
I've
yet.
Only seen
I,
yeah. like a trailer for it. I know Jack Black is Bowser.
It was related to that. That's why this like came up in my head.
Yeah.
Cuz like Jack Black with what's that guy's Cole Bennett?
Oh like, yeah, yeah. They directed a video for the song he did for the movie.
Yeah, some song.
Yeah.
I had not seen anything about the movie, and then that came up in my little like recommended.
Uh-huh.
One of the funniest, like it's like I was just confused. I don't know.
I saw
it's
that video too.
It's kind of a banger. I'm not gonna lie. Like you gotta trust Jack, just give Jack Black roles and he'll fulfill them. I don't know.
Honestly, yeah.
Jack Black in a kids movie is just like a perfect formula.
Yes.
Kung Fu Panda, like, you know.
That's a great movie.
I didn't even know that.
Oh, did you just learn something new today?
I knew that. It was just like when you said it, I was like, oh. So, yeah.
He is no. Kung Fu Panda.
That Cole Bennett video was really funny. It reminded me of when he did the video with Yeet for the Minion movie.
Dude,
I think he's got a...
he's on a roll. He got to get... Yeah. Who's he getting next? I don't know. He got to get...
He just needs some... an approval from Disney to do a project with them, and then he's got a bag he's set for life, you know? Next Pixar movie's gonna be a company with a Cole Bennett video. Have famous Dex make a cameo.
That's a good one.
Just for reference, the Mario Brothers movie has a 57% critic score on Rotten Tomatoes and 7.4 out of 10 on IMDb. Which
what's the audience saying?
Yeah, really. I need to know.
I heard
the
audience was like 96%. Like it's one.
Really?
Where, yeah, I heard it's something where like the critics were like too harsh on it.
96.
Like,
you're right.
Yeah, I was right.
On the money.
I literally just made up that number. Like I heard it like randomly, like on Twitter or something.
How did you nail that?
I just remember. I remember weird things. I don't remember anything in my classes, but I guess like that just stuck with me for some reason.
Oh god.
I'm like, damn. This Mario movie's polarizing. I don't really care too much about it, but it's all people are talking about.
But the cast is also absolutely stacked.
Yeah, no.
Like Chris Pratt, Anya Taylor-Joy, Jack Black, Charlie Day. Milk steak?
Seth Rogen.
Milk steak? Milk steak?
We love It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia here.
Sunny. That's like one of my favorite shows, too.
Friend Hannah's, her show's called It's Always Sunny in Medford. Dude, which I think that's a beautiful reference. I wish I could have stole that.
You just put me onto it, and I don't think that I'm ever going back, because after seeing Milk Steak, I'm just kind of like, oh my
god. What's your favorite
food?
Milk Steak.
Milk Steak. Can't you just say steak? No.
With jelly beans.
Oh my god. All right, enough of that. We're getting too silly. Next song that we got for you is Delphonic's Theme by the Delphonic's. And then after that, we got one more song that's near and dear to my heart. So, hope that you enjoy this one, folks. It's a good one.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. That about wraps it up. We got one more song for you, but yeah, it's a gorgeous song too.
Beautiful.
It's Harvest Moon by Neil Young. But thank you all for tuning in on this wonderful, beautiful evening that we're having.
Thank you guys for tuning in. This is Local Anesthesia.
This is Local Anesthesia. And thank you, Shane, for joining us.
Thank you for having
Shout
me.
Shout out, Shane.
Had an amazing time.
Thank
Local
you.
Anesthesia. Happy to have you here, man.
Local Anesthesia.
Come a little bit closer. Hear what I have to say. Just like children sleep. Dream this night away. But there's a full moon rising. Let's go dancing in the light. We know where the music. Watched you from